WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. Five Americans are getting used to the idea of being free again after years of captivity in Iran. Here's correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The Americans were flown to Doha, Qatar, where they boarded a flight for the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to them by phone.
It's very good to be able to say that our fellow citizens are free after enduring something that I think it would be difficult for any of us to imagine.
The Americans were freed in exchange for nearly $6 billion in Iranian assets being unfrozen and Iranian citizens here being free.
In a written statement, President Biden gives thanks for their release, but says Iran still has to answer for American Robert Livingston, who was last seen in Iran some 16 years ago. There's little movement reported in settling the United Auto Workers walkout against the big three automakers. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is outside one plant in Wayne, Michigan.
No deal yet, which means these workers remain on strike.
UAW in the house right now?
Yeah! Citing the ripple effect of the strike, Ford says it has had to temporarily lay off about 600 workers at this plant. And General Motors says it expects to have to idle a plant in Kansas that employs more than 2,000 people.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office says it's detained a person of interest in the shooting death of a deputy on Saturday. Somebody shot and killed 30-year-old Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer as he sat in his patrol car. Sheriff Robert Luna is asking for help.
We come out and help everybody 24/7, and we need you now to help us. We need you to help us capture the coward that committed this murder.
A Wisconsin ban on abortion is still technically in effect, but weeks after a judge approved medical abortions there, Planned Parenthood says it plans to resume performing the procedures today for the first time since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Gracie Skogman is with Wisconsin Right to Life.
That law has saved hundreds of lives, perhaps thousands of lives here in the state of Wisconsin, and we are hoping that the law will continue to be enforced and continue to save lives here in our state.
The kids of a certain age will remember. Remember this Disney classic.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Baloo Bear, of course, was a cartoon bear in the Jungle Book in the 60s, but a real bear in a tree has shut down 10 rides and attractions at the Magic Kingdom in Walt Disney World, Orlando. Wildlife officers say the bear was probably looking for food. Now they're trying to catch it. This one almost makes us say, never mind all those Florida man stories. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 91. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Republicans are set to reveal their plan to fund stadium repairs for the Milwaukee Brewers today. The Brewers have reported outdating infrastructure issues involving its main circuit breaker and cracking concrete in addition to other needed improvements. Governor Tony Evers proposed a $290 million plan in March, but the proposal was struck down by state Republicans. The Brewers' lease with American Family Field expires in 2030, and state government officials hope to extend the lease through 2043. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters that deer season begins this weekend with the opening of archery and crossbow seasons. The two seasons run through either January 7th or January 31st, depending on the county, and all harvested deer must be registered by 5 p.m. the day after the deer is recovered. The DNR is also reminding hunters to practice proper safety, like wearing safety harnesses in tree stands and using a haul line to bring unloaded weapons to the stand. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how everybody's joking now.
Vivek
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The KreipsCast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
KreipsCast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about five minutes.
Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers. It is Monday, September 18th, 2023. Glad to have you along on this first hour. Back to school, back to work week on this Monday. Mr. Zommers, welcome back. You were not with us for a couple of days last week, a well-deserved time off.
Yeah, I was up in the North Woods bear hunting.
And then, not a joke, you actually were.
I was. Didn't see any.
But really? No bears?
My cousin Al is like 2 years older than me.
Uh-huh.
And when I was 11, we on the same weekend both got our first deer. Ooh. And he got his like half an hour before mine. So when I heard that he got a bear, I was like, well, maybe. But maybe. Nope, not this time.
All right, just for those streaming, I'm sorry I messed something up. I wasn't on the camera. Now I'm on the camera. So, well, I'm glad that you were safe. I'm glad you were not accosted by a bear. Glad did you have a good time?
Yeah, it's always nice to just be out in nature and hang out with my dad and stuff. And to those of you who may be concerned about the safety of bear hunting,
yes,
it's fine. Black bears are not these enormous, like man-eating bears that you see in movies. They're like Great Danes that are much fatter, like as far as size
goes.
A fat Great
Dane, that's what you're saying.
They're big.
All right.
They could maul you, but they probably won't because they're easy to scare off as long as it's not a sow with cubs.
Keyword, probably.
Probably.
That's the keyword there.
It's, yeah.
Well, glad you're back. Glad you had a good time. Glad you had a couple of days off and, nice to have you back on the program. A special thanks, by the way, to Pat Kreitlow and Matt Flynn. Pat Kreitlow, of course, of Up North News every morning from 6 until 8. Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct every afternoon, 3 until 4. They filled in as guest hosts on the program. And, of course, Mr. Mathers, Luke Mathers, filled in as co-host and producer engineer. So thanks to both all three of those folks for helping out while both Aaron and I were gone on Friday. I was out in beautiful Breckenridge, Colorado. On Friday, Saturday, and yesterday, went to the beautiful wedding of Joe and Rachel. Now Berkland was Rachel McDonald. Now Berkland. So Joe Berkland, longtime friend of mine, got married out there over the weekend. They were so kind as to invite me. Let me tell you, it was a very, very intimate affair. Only about, I would say, between 50 and 60 folks were there. And somehow, I believe there was a mistake made on the guest list, but somehow I was invited and I was very, very touched and honored to be there. It was at this, they did the whole thing. I call it a lodge, but it was one big house mansion, all wood, like a big wood house, log cabin. But cabin is, it slept 31 or 32 people. That's how big it was. So I honestly don't know how many bedrooms it had and bathrooms. It was just a huge, huge home in the mountains there, just outside or on the outskirts of Breckenridge, Colorado. Beautiful, beautiful thing. But here's the deal. The entire service, which was outside, it was a sunny, beautiful day in Colorado on Saturday. The service was outside of this lodge. Then the reception and the dance were there, and most of us stayed there as well. So everybody who was kind of there for the wedding would just kind of hung out and spent the entire weekend together. It was just a very personal affair. It was elegant, but I would say the best word to describe it was genuine, because it was just filled with love and genuineness that was not over the top, a put on show, but it was very elegant in its beauty and its simplicity and its genuine love. And probably the best compliment I could give the entire weekend, and this is no disrespect to other weddings I've been in or a part of, if I ever got married, which the chances of that, if you could grow oranges in Wisconsin, that's probably a better chance than Todd ever getting married. But if I were ever to get married, that is the kind of service I would like to have, the kind of event I would like to have.
That sounds like the kind of thing I'd want to do too. If I ever get married, I don't want it to be hundreds of people and you get to spend 3 seconds with everybody, right? And you have to spend years planning it and all this other crap, and it's just bajillions of dollars. I'm good without that.
Yeah. No, it was very elegant, very beautiful, and very intimate. So it was a great time. And congratulations to Joe and Rachel. Rachel's dad, in his speech of the evening, gave probably one of the best descriptions of Joe I've ever heard. He said, Joe is like a happy golden retriever. Which is so, if you know him, he's bounding, he's full of energy, he's always happy, he gives everybody a hug, he's always positive. It was a great compliment. So that was great. So congrats to Joe and Rachel. And here's what I want to start the show with this afternoon. And by the way, I flew and I've got more sinus stuff going on, so I apologize, the voice is not quite back yet. I did not overdo at all in terms of the alcohol department. I think I had 4 drinks the entire weekend because they talk about altitude sickness. And I flew into Denver and I rented a car and drove up to Breckenridge. And let me tell you, they're not goofing around. That altitude sickness is, there's something to it. So I went to bed like at 9:30 on Friday night because I was just, oof. My head was goofy. And anyway, so working the voice. Here's the thing when we come back. I want to talk about wage disparity. I'm not going to ask you what you make, but do you believe there is a 2-class system at work right now in Wisconsin, in America, on wage disparity? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Going to come back and tell you what I overheard at Cool River Coffee in Breckenridge over the weekend that got me thinking about this. And we'll discuss it on the other side. Wage disparity in Wisconsin and America. We are back. Mr. Zomers, myself, it is Monday, September 18th on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today, a high near 75. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 55. Partly sunny for your Tuesday with a high near 75. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Tuesday night. We'll see a low of 57. And a slight chance of a shower on Wednesday morning.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, September 18th. Mr. Aaron Zommers and myself along with you. Glad to have you back. Glad to be back after both of us having Friday off. And again, thanks. Many thanks to you, Pat Kreitlow and Matt Flynn and Luke. I almost said Luke Zommers. Luke Mathers. I'm just a little off yet from this trip out west over the weekend. Was out in Denver. Just,
yes, Luke did get married. No, he did not marry into the Zommers family no, and take our last name.
He did not. He was happily married to his own bride. And lots of weddings in the air this past month or so.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I know I'm going to one in a couple of weeks.
Are you really?
It's just on a weekend. Oh, I won't be missing any shows.
But. Yeah. Well, good for you. A couple of texts in the text. By the way, you can text us by downloading the Civic Media app. Go to your favorite app store on either iPhone or Android. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media, and download it. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King over at CBS calls a deal. Off the text line here in Madison, WMDX, talking. This is from Mary in Mount Horeb, relating to Mr. Zommer's bear hunting story. Says, not to rub it in, but my husband got a bear a little over 3 hours after getting in his stand when he got up north to Hayward. By the way, we're in Hayward now. The Buzz of the North up there in beautiful Hayward. You can listen to us when you're up there in Hayward on 9:10 a.m. 9:10 a.m. Buzz of the North in Hayward. Mary says in Mount Horeb, it was kind of anticlimactic as I was looking forward to having several days by myself. So the husband went up north, got lucky bear hunting, and was back. She did not get her little reprieve vacation. Sorry about that, Mary. And from Lynn off of the text line at WCFW, that is the TAP up in beautiful Eau Claire, listening up there. You can listen to us in Eau Claire by dialing into 93.5 FM. She says, Lynn here from Minneapolis, actually. My elder sister is a doctor in Hibbing, Minnesota. She laughs that she understood she was, quote, not in town, unquote, when she overheard two nurses hotly debating bear baiting techniques for hunting. Do you bear bait?
Yeah.
I forgive you. That's too personal of a question.
No. So deer hunting. Yeah. There are million plus deer in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And because hunting is so widespread, it's basically necessary for population control at this point. As far as I'm aware, yeah. I could be wrong. But anyway, bears, there are about 20,000 in the state, if I remember correctly. Yeah. So with deer hunting, you can just kind of walk into the woods and be like, oh, there's a deer. There's another one. And
as a longtime deer hunter, I would say it's not quite that easy, but I get the point.
By comparison, at least. And there are a lot of rules around hunting. It's not just like you walk out there and wave around bacon and get a bear to come for it. You cannot. And first of all, a terrible idea.
You just wave around bacon. All right,
no,
go ahead.
You cannot do that. Like there's certain foods you can use, certain foods you can't.
You wave around bacon, I'll be anywhere. That's a good way to bring Todd to the table. Go ahead.
So there's different bear baiting techniques you use. We have a hollowed out log and you put bread and whatever else in there and then cover it up, put a big rock on it, put some other sticks on top to make it more interesting for them to dig into, and then maybe bang the bucket around that you brought the bread out in so they know that you're baiting. And then you try and do it on a schedule so they know.
Anyway, go ahead. All right.
Yeah, that's about it.
All right, this is fantastic. I'm not sure we can top this discussion the rest of the week. We're starting strong. Other people will disagree, but I'm enjoying this conversation. Well, it's interesting. This texter brings this up, Lynn, listening to us in the Twin Cities, because I was out in Colorado this weekend, and they also at the same time this wedding It was Oktoberfest in Breckenridge. So the place was packed with people, right? Everyone. And there's a big festival, like a 4-day festival for Oktoberfest. So in the morning, because I'm an old guy, well, not that old, but I got up earlier than most of these people who were there were in their 30s, you understand? So I was the old man of the group, which is fine. And I got up early, so I would, because I'm still in Wisconsin time, so I'm getting up at like 7 and at 6 there. Well, everybody else was, you know, asleep. So I get up and go down to Cool River Coffee next to the Blue River there. Beautiful, beautiful place, little coffee shop. And then I started walking around the city, and I had my empty coffee cup, my paper cup, and I wanted to dispose of it properly. And I kept looking for trash receptacles. I'm like, holy cow, what? I can't find one anywhere. And I walked down for like 4, 5, 6 blocks. Finally, I find this very bulky trash recycling container. I went to open up the metal lid, and it was like locked, and it was like instructions. You had to put your hand in and like unlock it and open it. Like, what is going on around this place? I'm like, oh,
it's for the bears. Yep.
Bears. The bears come out. They come down. They go through the trash and it's not locked up. So there's in town bear baiting.
Just not intentional.
Not intentional. But so I get the point. You got to, you know, their noses are just famously terrific, right?
Their eyes, not so good. Their noses, very good.
Very good. So here's the other thing I want to ask about or talk about this morning, and welcome your calls on wage disparity, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Did I say this morning? I meant this afternoon. Sorry about that. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock. So, and by the way, one more shout out here to the fantastic duo of Clint and Sage from Evansville. I believe they live in here in Wisconsin. And we ended up riding back to the airport together. And I got talking to him about this show, but also we had this Clint and I had this great discussion. I was probably blathering too much, but about wage disparity. And it all stemmed from this overheard conversation at the Cool River Coffee House in Breckenridge, Colorado. As Yogi Berra was one of his famous quotes that I loved, you can see a lot just by looking around. I can see a lot just by looking around. You can hear a lot just by listening. So I'm sitting there about 7:30 on a Saturday morning in Breckenridge, Colorado at the Cool River Coffee Shop. And this young guy comes in. He's probably, I don't know, early 20s, 25 tops, probably 22. And he's kind of like a dude, kind of like a skiboarding dude type of dude. Got kind of the longer hair and the cap. And he looks like he's been on the hills, an expert skier or snowboarder. And he obviously knew one of the baristas there. And they're talking. And she says, hey, did you find a place to live? And he goes, yeah, finally at such and such a place. And he's like, it just sucks, doesn't it? Just like trying to, you know, not be homeless and all this stuff. And he's like, yeah. And then he starts talking about, yeah, this winter I'm going to have 3 jobs. And starts talking about that this guy, you know, early 20s, mid-20s maybe, is having to work three jobs just to afford some very, it sounded like very basic, moderate housing in Breckenridge, Colorado. And he's one of the guys that's providing the services for all these tourists that come and enjoy this natural beauty. And if you haven't been to Breckenridge, Colorado, it is a beautiful community. All right, it's very, some parts of it very bougie, you know, very high end. You have like Patagonia stores and North Face and all this. And then you have a few local shops as well. But think of your favorite Wisconsin kind of culturally ethnic town. I'm thinking of New Glarus in Greene County. Very, very Swiss, right? There are other places in Wisconsin. They're over by Kohler. It's very bougie. I wouldn't say New Glarus is bougie, but it has all the Swiss kind of decor and everything. So imagine that kind of downtown, but only at the height of Wisconsin Dells. And this is not a knock on Wisconsin Dells. It's a great tourist place, but it's about the tourists, right? So Breckenridge is this cool mix of ethnicity and bougie and Wisconsin Dells all rolled into one. And who goes to Breckenridge, Colorado for like a vacation? It's not people where you might have a couple and they've got 2 or 3 kids and maybe one of them is bringing home $40,000-$45,000 a year, and maybe the other one's working part-time and making $20,000-$25,000 a year. This is not, those people, your average Wisconsin citizen, is not what Breckenridge, Colorado is for. It's beautiful, but I mean, to go there and stay for a weekend or probably a week if you go out there skiing, and then paying for the skiing and paying for the food, it's not cheap. And then you look at the homes around Breckenridge, Colorado, which I went to a few of the all these realty, like Sotheby's auction house or realty, and they have these cool pictures in the window of these homes that are millions, plural, of dollars. There was one place there. It was just about, it was like 1,495 square feet. A very average type of ranch-style house in Breckenridge. It was like $600,000.
Yeah, I'm looking up some stuff about Breckenridge cost of living right now. And the website bestplaces.net that uses an index based on the U.S. average of affordability being 100. Mm. So for grocery, USA, 100. Colorado, 100.7. Just pretty normal. The median home cost, or well, first of all, the housing in Breckenridge compared to the U.S. average of 100 is 314.5. So it's just a little bit above the national average, you know. Right. National median home cost, $338,000. Breckenridge, $1,066,000.
Right. And they were offering a basic, I can't remember the word, I think it was three-bedroom, two-bath home, new construction in Breckenridge, and it was specifically in a subdivision for people who work there in that county. Like, it was, you had to prove that you had a job in the county. This was a workforce development home. So for the people that are providing the services for all the tourists, this is housing for them. It started at $500,000. Now, you tell me what person who's working three jobs in the service industry or working the ski hills or whatever can afford a $500,000 house. And so my question is, and Rick Smith, on the great Rick Smith show, Rick Smith Across America, as I like to call it, 8 until 10 every night right here in Civic Media, talks about this a lot. That in this country, we have a wage disparity problem, and we're seeing this play out in the United Auto Workers strike right now, of people making 300 times the amount of their employees, the CEOs. And you're seeing this play out. And then, and we'll come back and talk about this. This morning, you had a couple of Republican state lawmakers from Southwest Wisconsin, Todd Novak of Dodgeville and Travis Trandle of Platteville. And they were on one of our sister radio stations today talking about how they had no interest in voting to raise the minimum wage in Wisconsin to $15 an hour because, quote, the market will take care of itself. And then they were complaining that they were kind of, the way they framed it was that they were kind of forced into voting to raise the pay for state prison workers, the guards in the state prison who do the thankless job in our state prisons. They were complaining that they had to go ahead and pay those workers more, and now the county jails are losing some of their jailers to the state system because, guess what? They're getting paid a more fair wage. I know it's baffling to Republicans, but people will actually want to go work for places and people where they get paid a living wage. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Back with more after this on the Todd Elball Show. You're listening to Across from Wisconsin to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. As part of an exchange deal involving Iranians going the other way and Iranian money unfrozen here, five people the U.S. wanted out of Iranian prisons are in fact now out.
Those prisoners will go into treatment at a military facility here in the United States in the D.C. area.
Correspondent Margaret Brennan. 4 days into a partial but very symbolic strike against the big three automakers, United Auto Workers President Sean Fain with our Chris Van Cleave.
We have a lot of work to do.
you know, when it comes to wages, when it comes to retirement security.
Do you feel like you're finding some places of agreement?
We're finding common ground on some things, but we still have ways to go.
In the fatal shooting of a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy, the search goes on for a sedan recorded alongside the patrol car moments before the shooting.
A 2006 to 2012 Toyota Corolla, dark gray in color.
L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna, CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. An escaped prisoner from Sanger B. Powers Correctional Center in Wisconsin has been arrested. Law enforcement authorities say 38-year-old Dustin Bone of Oneida, Wisconsin, was arrested in Alexandria, Virginia on Friday. According to the Alexandria Police Department, license plate reading technology was used to find the car Bone allegedly stole and drove out east in his escape attempt. Bone was arrested without incident and is being held in a detention center until he can be extradited back to Wisconsin. After a judge ruled that Wisconsin's 1849 law does not apply to voluntary abortion last week, Planned Parenthood is set to resume abortion services in the state today. It'll be the first time since June of 2022 that Planned Parenthood provides abortion services in the state after the United States Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in their Dobbs decision. Pro-choice and pro-life organizations are preparing for the resumption of abortions, with Planned Parenthood hiring top security professionals in anticipation of backlash. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. It is Monday, September 18th, 2023, 33 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Todd Alba, glad to be with you back after being off on Monday. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow and Matt Flynn and Luke Mathers for filling in. Recovering the voice, still recovering a little bit this week. No, and it's funny, you know, for those regular listeners, I've been battling this sinus stuff for a few months. And when I was out in Colorado, up at the higher elevation, after my ears kind of settled in, best hearing I've had in probably 10 months. And then after I got back on the plane and came back here, it was all messed up. So maybe the point is, maybe I can put in for medical reasons, I need to move to Breckenridge, Colorado. Because while I was out there, I felt great. Got a little sunburned on the old bald head, but other than that, it was fantastic. So maybe I should just put in and say for medical reasons I need to relocate. Talking about this wage disparity issue right now. If you ever get a chance to go out there. I mean, the town itself is beautiful. People are fantastic. Scenery is magnificent. But the people who provide the services having to work three jobs just to afford basic housing out in a place like Breckenridge. And there are places in Wisconsin, same deal, where people are working two and three jobs. And of course, you know, the other side, sometimes people, you know, boy, when I was, you know, 19, 20, 25, I was working three jobs to keep up two. That'll make you, you know, feel good. That's a good work ethic. But is it a good work ethic when people are having to work three jobs simply not to live luxuriously, but to pay their basic bills? I've been in those situations when I'm working 7 days a week. I've worked three jobs. A few years back when I spent a few months in Florida, was working a 40-hour-a-week job, actually two 40-hour-a-week jobs and a 20-hour-a-week job just to pay my rent at the time. So I get it. And by the way, I had a very nice, I could have had a smaller place at the time in Florida. But situations changed, and so I had to work these multiple jobs. There are places in Madison, in Milwaukee, in Green Bay, in Eau Claire, where people are working two and three jobs just to meet their basic obligations. And these are people that have two or three kids. So looking in this country, are we having a wage disparity issue? Have a texter that texted in and said, by example, this little coffee shop out in Colorado, is there enough money to pay $15 an hour and the owner being able to pay their bills and get a fair wage? This is an argument you'll hear all the time. Well, it's not fair to the business owner, because how can they make it? And part of that is that everybody's wage should be going up. If you look at, I think somebody on the text line here, if we go back a couple of Mr. Zomer, I think somebody mentioned this on the, let's see here. Here it is from WMDX, listening in WMDX here in Madison on the text line, says, quote, I think one of the major problems is the average person doesn't really have a clue at how much money some of the elite people are making. $50 an hour is an annual wage of $100,000 a year. How much money does somebody make an hour who makes $1 million an hour or $1 million a year? There was somebody else, let's see, up here a little bit earlier. I remember hearing one time, this is from WMDX as well, from here in Madison. I remember hearing one time that when they originally figured out what minimum wage should be, they came up with a formula to see if you use that same formula today, minimum wage should be three times more than it is right now. Three times. $7.25 an hour. And that's not, we're not even talking about people in the service industry who people forget. When you go to most restaurants or a coffee shop or whatever, servers, the service industry servers at your restaurant, by law, restaurant owners are only required to pay them $2.25 or $2.35 an hour. The rest of their salary is from tips. That's the law in Wisconsin. So the thing is that everyone's salaries should be going up. That we've gotten ourselves in a place in this country where the top 1% are making all the money. Not all the money, but you get the point. The majority of it on the backs of working people. And the rhetoric that we've been given is just, well, you know, I'm the job creator. You know, you're just a worker. There's a great Dr. Seuss book or a story called Yertle the Turtle. It was one of my favorites. Maybe I'll bring it in one day. Yertle the Turtle. And this poor turtle named Max has all the other turtles on his back because Yertle, the king of the turtles, wants to be able to see everything. He says, I'm king of all I see. And the point of the whole story is that he puts all these younger little turtles, the worker turtles, down below, and he sits on top so that he can have his kingdom. And that's the point. That that the average working man, the average working woman, the average working person in Wisconsin, in America, is working so the top 1% can maintain all the wealth. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Jay, who's listening in London. Jay, thanks for tuning in. What say you?
Welcome back, brother. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm good, sir. I'm good, sir. Okay, it's the same thing here. But I think our minimum wage is better than your minimum wage. Sometimes the exact minimum wage is £10.40, which is like probably is around £13 in the United States.
So you're saying in London, in the UK, it's £10 an hour?
Yeah, £10.42 is what it says.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little bit better, but it depends on the private ones. They pay £11, £12. It goes on and on and on. But for Wisconsin, I see that it's like the U.S. minimum will be $7-something.
Right. $7.25 an hour. Yep.
Huh? That's not okay. That's not okay.
No,
people work very hard.
And the point is, Jay, that many places in Wisconsin now are already paying more than $7.25 an hour. And not just in the cities. I mean, you go back where I'm from in Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center, and most of the places are paying at least $12 an hour and some much more than that.
Okay.
But it's not the law. And again, you're trying to rather than to push wages and living wages forward, we're trying to keep people at the lowest possible cost, you know, available in order for larger CEOs to live like high on the hog.
Exactly. And yesterday, you know what, I watched Mike Pence on CNN, Jake Tapper.
Mm-hmm.
He's defending the fat club and Tim Scott. All of them, they're defending the General Motors on the, what's the other name of that, the big three, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're defending them, the big three. I'm saying, oh, they're the job creators. These people, they want electric cars, on and on and on. What's this all about?
Exactly.
You have a little bit of faith.
Yep. Jay, always appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much for listening over there in the UK and London. Have a wonderful day and into the evening right now, okay?
I'll be sending you guys down, okay?
Okay. So, thank you so much. Have a great day. Love to have the calls from Jay in London across the pond. If you'd like to join the conversation, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Mr. Zimmer is going to enlighten us just a minute. He's getting another call here. But he, on this United Auto Workers strike right now, if you look at what these CEOs are making compared to what their CEOs are making, Mr. Zimmer, I believe you pulled this up, if you could share it with us.
Yes. So the CEO of Ford, just double checking the name, James Farley, last year received just under $21 million in total compensation. And if you break that down, assuming 40-hour work weeks, that is a little over $11,000 an hour.
Not bad work if you can get it. I mean, that lays it out. I'm hesitant to say beautifully, but I mean, it does, right? That's part of the problem going on in this country right now. Text line from WRCE in Richland Center, the old hometown in Southwest Wisconsin. Robert from Richland Center says, quote, "There is also a problem in tourist towns in that a large amount of housing is used for Airbnb and hence taken out of the housing market for those who work in the town. Add to that the rich people who have a house there as a vacation home, which sits empty for much of the year." Robert's 100% right. I mean, because the place we stayed at, this beautiful home, was a rental. And that's why, as I looked in the windows and saw some of these realtors in Breckenridge, Colorado over the weekend, that a very few of these houses were set aside for people who lived in the county like 80% of the year and who worked at least 30 hours a week in the county. And those small 2- and 3-bedroom starter homes started at $500,000 a year. Yeah, Robert's absolutely right. How do you feel about this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go over to Waukesha. Andrew in Waukesha, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Look, I'm with you to a certain extent. I mean, certainly the wages at the upper, you know, echelons of society have gotten way out of, you know, I don't want to say control, but just proportionally way higher than they would historically be otherwise. And, you know, the older generation has no idea how expensive housing is now because they all bought their homes for like $4,000 in the 70s.
Yeah, I agree.
But the fact is, I wonder why we complain about CEOs and we never look at how much some of these city administrators make. Because I tell you what's a huge part of the cost of housing is property taxes.
Well, yeah, look.
When's the last time you went on a rant and rave about the six figures that an administrator at the UW system makes? That is completely out of line with what the average person makes as well.
I'm not going to argue with you at all on that. It's been a while. It was probably before we went statewide last fall. But yeah, what I'd like to see the Republicans in the state legislature do is audit the entire UW system and start with Van Nuys at President Jay Rothman's place. You realize there are people, there are lackeys in the UW system president's office who used to be legislative flacks like me at the state capitol, and they're making over $250,000 a year to advise Jay Rothman to close down universities. That's the truth. So yeah, I'm all for auditing those folks as well.
Yeah, I would just want to see a more even keel when we have this discussion because the economics have gotten out of whack. But, you know, you lose half the people all the time when we put it in a certain light, when we talk about the rich people on the right or we talk about, you know, the civil servants on the left. The economics is what matters. Do we have sound money? Are we too much in debt? Are we importing more than we're exporting, the basic fundamentals of the economy. And yet, at the end of the day, I was like, well, you know, we'll just borrow more money and pay everyone more. That's not going to work.
Sure. But don't you agree that it needs to be evened out? I mean, for the cost of goods, for what these people are, these CEOs, I mean, $11,000 an hour. I mean, this is what I don't understand about the auto workers strike, is that if these CEOs, let's say they made $5,000 an hour, rather than $11,000, you can take that money and you can put it into benefits and wages for your workers, and then solve the problem.
Yeah, you know, this is a very large discussion. You know, there's a gentleman, Eric Weinstein, who was an advisor to Peter Thiel, and he speaks about, you know, how we have this imaginary way of thinking about the economy. We have a number, one single number to say whether the stock market is up or down. We have one single number to say whether inflation is up or down. Our economy is so dynamic and so complex. We need to have, as you said, a very thorough audit of everything.
Agreed.
That's what's going to bring us back down to baseline.
Andrew, great call. Thank you very much, Andrew Waukesha. Back after this on the Todd Hallbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply.
you may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today, a high near 75. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 55. Partly sunny for your Tuesday with a high near 75. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Tuesday night. We'll see a low of 57. And a slight chance of a shower on Wednesday morning.
It's 73 at our studios.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. And having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, talking a little bit about wage disparity in this country, the basic workers versus the CEOs. How do we even things out a little bit so that all of us can afford, you know, not the luxuries of life. I'm not saying we should all be able to afford that, but the basic tenets of paying our bills. Off the text line from WAUK from Waukesha, Jeff from Shorewood says, Todd, there are charts out there comparing the CEO worker ratios today versus when we had vibrant middle class. It is obscene nowadays. I really can't tell you my thoughts in a way that you can read it on the air, and I'm confident the irony is the proper term for the Republicans complaining about the market taking care of things with county jailers migrating to a better situation in state prisons. Well, he says, I'll stop now. No, it's frustrating, Jeff. I'm with you on that. Also, Mark from the SAC says, doesn't that end, quote, he's king of the mud. And that's all he can say. Oh, talking about my my Yertle the Turtle story. Yes, Mark, you're absolutely right. Another Dr. Seuss fan. At the end, finally Max, the little poor turtle, sneezes. And all the turtles fall down and King Yertle is left in the mud. And he says he's king in the mud. That's all he can see. Yes, you're absolutely right, Mark. Maybe that's what we need. The workers need to sneeze. And that's what's happening in this auto workers strike right now. Trying to even things out a little bit. Let's go to the phones. Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for holding on. What say you?
Hi, guys. You know, I'm from Russia, right? So from the small age, we start learning about revolution. And if you look back in the history, this is the time when country did have the revolution, when the difference between the lower class and the higher class is so high that the people do not speak the same language. They live in completely two different countries in reality, really. So if a politics and then people who's taking money, like a senators who's starting, remember I was told there's a senator, she switched from Republicans and Democrats, and she decided that she's going to be something else, and they published her income. Before, when she went to Senate, she had a savings for $32,000. After 2 years, she had $2
million. Yeah.
So how does that work? I just don't get it.
No, you're absolutely right.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not about us, no, like everyday people being greedy and jealous to someone who has more money. It's just at some point, unfairness will put us too deep where the plastic is not going to help us anymore. Right now, America is quiet and Americans are quiet because there is a plastic, there is a credit thing going in and out, and we're living practically moving the air. But when that's going to be over, it's not going to be pretty. I'm sorry, guys. Yep. It's not going to be pretty.
Korea, always appreciate.
And it's that thing for me, because I actually moved out of the country where it happens all the time. I moved to the safer, better political and stable economically, and unfortunately, I lost.
Well, I always appreciate the call, Karina. But remember this, and this is what media does not like to talk about because they like to gin this up, right? The positives. Joe Biden has created more jobs in the last 2.5 years than in the last 50. Unemployment in this country is at an all-time low. Infrastructure is improving. I mean, we don't talk about the successes in the last 2 years either. But I got to move on, Karina, but always appreciate the call. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you. Let's go to Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor and friend. Mr. Perry, what say you?
Well, first of all, I had to pay Aaron $5 to call in. But it's something about I'm not a customer anymore. What's that all about?
Yes.
And thanks a lot for the spoiler alert on Yertle the Turtle, by the way. but saying, anyway,
if you hadn't read it, I apologize.
I just wanted to make a comment on Andrew's call, earlier caller, mm-hmm. Where he mentioned property taxes and how you know, high they are and things. I guess I can't argue that they're high, but I would place the blame on your property tax bill squarely on the state legislature, because rich people don't have to pay taxes anymore.
Right.
And the fact that they don't pay income taxes anymore means that the rest of us pay property taxes higher mm-hmm. now. So if you really are concerned about your property tax bill, let's make some changes in the legislature and make sure that the income taxes are being paid by the upper class.
Could not agree more, Jeff. Remember, we have about a $4 billion surplus in this country, or in this state, rather, because we didn't invest enough in education, and that puts the burden on the local school boards, and they're then having to raise local property taxes. So
yeah, there used to be money that came out of the general fund that covers that stuff that right. now has to be covered in property taxes.
Totally agree, Jeff.
Absolutely.
Always great call. Thank you so much, my friend. Have a great day. Let's go to you, Mark. Mark from the SAC, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we've got a situation where the star-bellied sneeches are telling the rest of us plain-bellied sneeches that we're not as good as the rest of them. I mean, we know how that story goes.
Exactly.
Then we all want to have the star-bellies. But unfortunately, we're more like, you know, that we've got a legislature now that's like the Zacks, and we're stopped dead in our tracks. That and so they're glaring down at one another, and the world gets built up around them, and they are just stuck there glaring at one another, and we got to find some way to break the pattern, and and I don't know quite how we're going to do that with the current composition of our legislature, with mm-hmm. Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu and the rest of the clowns that are not conservative at all. They're radicals and worse than radicals. That, because a true conservative actually recognizes what is said in our Constitution when it comes to the voting districts. Are supposed to be compact and contiguous, and they certainly are not. Mm-hmm. If you have houses outside of a district, you know, it must be kind of confusing for people that are neighbors with one another and they're not in the same district.
Right.
I mean, that.
I get it. Mark, I always appreciate the call. We're up against a clock here pretty soon, but thanks so much, Mark in the SAC. Appreciate you. Back to the text lines for a second. Robert Richland Center wrote back in here and says, if you're going to talk about the UW system administration salaries, you should also look up the salaries for assistant football coaches at UW, most of whom are way above $250,000. Well, I don't have time to go, I guess, properly go into it now. I don't necessarily, I get the point Robert's making, but here's the deal. The football program brings in millions, plural, millions of dollars to the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It does not all go to the football program or even athletics. Much of what the revenue that the athletic budget now brings in goes to the general fund, and part of that goes to research for the UW-Madison. And also, those football coaches' salaries, much of that, or at least a good portion of that, is paid for by private funds that the athletic department raises. These guys I'm talking about at Jay Rothman's office and the president, they have one job: to try to better the public education in Wisconsin. And what did that $250,000 get us up there at Richland Center? They closed down our campus. They had one job, getting over $200,000 a year. They couldn't do it. Back on the other side after this, this is the Town Hall Ball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If I could be you, and you could be me
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.